WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Brazos County voters may be able to vote at any location in the county this November. County Clerk Kara McQueen will make her first pitch for the voter center idea this Thursday to the College Station City Council.
If you work at A&M and live in North Bryan, you can vote at a vote center there in College Station and not have to rush to get back home before the 7 p.m. deadline for the polls to close.
McQueen's proposal calls for 25 voting centers this November, then cutting the number by half next year. After action from the city councils, school boards, and the county commission, the proposal will go to the Secretary of State. The theme of the newest sculpture at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial is Going Home. Steve Beachy with the Memorial Committee says it depicts two soldiers at the end of the Civil War 150 years ago following the battle at Appomattox.
There's a Confederate statue, and he'll be depicted as walking south, heading back home. And on the other side of a replica Civil War fence will be the Union soldier, and he's heading home to the north.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of looking at each other, and not fondly, but with caution.
Thursday's program starts at 11:30 at Veterans Park. Improper use of a barbecue pit resulted in Bryan firefighters making two trips to a West Side home. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says the occupant at 1414 Beck, located between Jones and Milam schools, originally tried to start Sunday's fire out of the rain.
And in attempting to try to avert any further problems with the liquid being ignited, it actually made matters worse because it spread to the wall through actions they took in somewhat of a panic.
Firefighters returned yesterday to investigate smoke being seen in an attic space. Baus says power was turned off and the occupants are staying with family members. That was one of two calls for Bryan firefighters on Monday. Baus says engines went to Sherwood Nursing Home on Memorial Drive after a report of smoke and the alarms were activated.
The staff at Sherwood Nursing Home had done a really excellent job of evacuating all of the people out of the nursing home. They were caring for them outside.
No one was hurt, and the source of the smoke was not found by either the fire department or the alarm company. A homeless man staying with a Bryan woman and her son has admitted to setting their apartment on fire. 56-year-old Carl Felton entered a plea agreement with prosecutors where he was sentenced to 7 years for the arson that took place on New Year's Day last year. The victims were rescued from the second floor after they called 911 and reported Felton blocked their escape. The Bryan man accused of assaulting, robbing, and kidnapping a College Station convenience store clerk 3 weeks ago has now been arrested on a murder charge. College Station police announced 36-year-old Nathaniel Tillery was served an arrest warrant yesterday for the murder of Kevin Garcia. Tillery remains in the Brazos County Jail on bonds totaling just over $1 million. The annual observance of National Public Health Week is underway at the Brazos County Health Department. That means several promotions, including free food handler classes for the first 50 who sign up and free syphilis and rapid HIV tests on Thursday morning. More information is available by contacting the Health Department, which you can find on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 6:09. It's 68 degrees. More news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com.
Clouds this morning, maybe some sunshine this afternoon. Breezy and up around 80 today. Partly cloudy, breezy tonight, low 65 to 70. Clouds tomorrow, breezy. There may even be a few showers. Highs anywhere from 80 to 85 through tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and breezy. The chance of a shower, lows near 70. During Thursday, we'll see clouds. It'll be breezy. There's the chance of a couple of showers. Highs Thursday around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with that little basketball game that was last night. A&M baseball, number one in the country, taking on number 13 in the Rice Owls today. And Allen Academy's AD and basketball coach is stepping away to go to Southwestern Christian, which is a school in Bethany, Oklahoma. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports in about 6:50 or so.
That was a really anticlimactic game.
Yeah. It was exciting for the first three quarters.
Yeah, well, I missed that. I tuned in about 10 minutes left. Just not much.
Because there were 13 lead changes in the first half. They went in tied.
Yeah.
And then it was pretty back and forth until I think Duke went, I've had enough of this.
Yeah. And again, it was Duke. Friggin' Duke. He went again. Jeez. Yeah. That's the way it goes. Gertrude Weaver is the world's oldest person. Died Monday, age of 116, according to the staff at the Silver Oaks Health and Rehab Center. So there's a new number one. That was in Camden, Arkansas, by the way. She died of complications from pneumonia. Turned 116 on July 4th, 2014. Had brazenly invited Obama to her 117th birthday party. When asked about her secret for longevity, only last week she claimed that she treated people well frequently and sitter-sized in order to live a long life.
Sit and be fit?
I guess. It's sitter-sized. That was her word. And, you know, when you're 116. So the title of the world's oldest person for the time being now belongs to Geraldine Talley of Michigan.
I don't think you want that, though.
What?
Because inevitably, when you're named the oldest person,
yeah,
it's not soon thereafter that you don't pass.
Well, that's, you know, it's...
It's like a curse.
It's the name of the game.
What? You don't pass? Now, so it's time to get new advice, right?
Yes.
All of a sudden, you're the new number one. So here's what Ms. Talley said about the news being told that she was now number one.
Oh, goodness, I wasn't ready. I thought I had a few more years.
Exactly. I feel good. I don't feel sick. I'm still trying to do the right thing is all. Generally in good health. Still a night owl. Awake as late as midnight. A grandchild who's probably rocking 80 says she doesn't get around like she used to, but she doesn't have any pains and walks all around the house. Wow, she's still at the house.
Goodness.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
All she does is sleep and eat. Tally also says she's always said that the secret to her longevity is twofold, to do unto others as you desire them to do under you. We've heard that before. And eat a lot of pork.
Hey! Love her.
Specifically, hogshead cheese. Well, all right.
You had me.
Till then.
Till then. Yeah.
It's going to be a good day.
I never thought it was a good idea to live to 117, but if that's what I got to do, I don't think I'll play.
We got a lot of info.
Nation.
Oh, that one there's down there. You know, it went on here in the story to tell us what that is. You know, how you make that.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's not do that.
I didn't figure we needed to. Yeah. You either know or don't care.
Yes.
So there.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
Hey, there you go. It's the 7th of April, and it's No Housework Day. There you are. Celebrate as you wish. It's National Beer Day, which could coincide. It's, there. Y'all can talk now.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. It's World Health Day.
Good.
And today is our day of American defiance.
I find it funny that you left it off when it was National Beer Day. Okay, two guys that would have celebrated.
National Beer Day. There. Hey! Okay, there you go. Yeah, okay. Anyway. And today is National American Day of Defiance. It's Metric System Day.
Who cares?
Fold your arms across your chest, dig your heels in, and say, nope, not going to that. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, good birthdays.
Twins, Tiki and Rondé Barber, 40 years old. Bill Bellamy, former MTV guy, is 50. Russell Crowe is 51. The guy that knocked out Mike Tyson, surprised everybody, and then fell apart, Buster Douglas, is 55. Christopher Darden, you'll remember him from the O.J. Simpson trial, is 59. Tony Dorsett, remember him from the Dallas Cowboys, he's 61. Jackie Chan is also 61. John Oates from Hall and is 67. Guy that's done a few movies, Francis Ford Coppola, is 76. Jerry Brown, Governor Moonbeam, he's 77, and Wayne Rogers from MASH, and I think he's on Fox News.
He is.
Is 82. Yeah, he looks great for 82.
He does. He's a financial analyst kind of a dude. Does that. So I don't know, just one of those things that you find out. Found out that that apparently for about 4 years, Russell Crowe, birthday boy, would receive prank calls when he would check into a hotel from Michael Jackson.
Really?
Yes. And they didn't even know each other. But apparently Michael Jackson thought this was funny. He found out the name. Apparently there was a certain name that Russell Crowe used when he would check into a hotel. And I don't know if he phone stalked him. Don't know if he called him every time he was staying someplace, but he would apparently call. And then
how would you not know it's Michael?
Well, that's the thing. Apparently he used a strong and authoritative voice.
Of course he did.
Russell, it's me.
Yeah, really. But no, he wouldn't do that. Apparently the one call that they related was Russell Crowe picked up the phone. He said, is Mr. Walls there? And he said, no. He said, is Mrs. Walls there? And he said, no. And he said, well, who's holding up the roof?
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So if you can believe it, Obamacare, guess what? It became law 5 years ago. More unpopular today than ever, and for good reason. Marking its anniversary, Obama slammed its critics, calling on them to embrace reality. Okay, here's the reality. We have a report from the National Bureau of Economic Research finding that healthcare premiums are 24.4% higher than they would have been without Obamacare. Now, rather than more competition in the marketplace, the number of insurance carriers has shrunk, and that means the prices go up and quality goes down. And the CBO estimate is that the cost of Obamacare will be way beyond that which Obama promised, $1.2 trillion more. Now, it's no wonder that over 200 straight polls taken over the years have found Obamacare to be growing less in popularity.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Because almost 25% of security breaches are caused by lost or stolen devices, choosing the right technology partners becomes a critical business decision. When you have Dell Latitude laptops with Intel Core vPro processors, the most secure commercial PCs on the market, it's a decision that you never have to think twice about. Call them today and see why millions of small businesses use Dell for the best performance. It's 1-877-414-DELL.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man told his boss he was going to the proctologist so he could skip out of work and try the latest golf gear at Golfsmith. This gave him ample time to have his ball flight analyzed in a Golfsmith hitting bay and then have their experts custom fit his new clubs. It was a perfect plan, because nobody wants to know about your appointment with the proctologist. Free custom fitting, part of the Golfsmith fairway. Golfsmith, anything for golf.
You know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years. The Moorheads started that business up, and, you know, it's continued with the Moorhead family still running it, still making sure that you have your glass needs met when you need them. Now, I had to get some glass replaced in a house not too long ago, made a call. Took about 5 minutes to get the appointment set up. The workman was there when he said he would be, did the work that he needed to, up and out of my way so that I could continue doing other stuff in the house. And they had, once again, done exactly what I needed at a reasonable price, and they responded just when they said they would. And I say that because, you know, you end up having the frustration of dealing with a company that you've never dealt with before who doesn't understand the importance of customer service. Well, you know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years, and it's based on having a product that you can get a lot of places, but the difference is customer service. So when you need glass or you want glass, why not call on the 65-year experience that you'll find with Acme Glass? Two locations here in town, in downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The National Transportation Safety Board is recommending immediate upgrades to fuel-handling railroad tank cars in an effort to prevent more explosive train wrecks. A spate of fiery accidents has revealed shortcomings in voluntary industry standards, leading safety officials to say the public can't wait another decade for industry-suggested improvements. An effort to repeal Tennessee's bill determining which spirits can be sold as Tennessee whiskey faces key votes in state House and Senate committees today. A law enacted at the behest of Jack Daniels in 2013 requires spirits to be filtered through charcoal and aged in unused barrels in order to be sold as Tennessee whiskey. Uber has asked a U.S. court to dismiss a lawsuit filed by an alleged rape victim in India's capital, saying the ride-sharing company should not be held legally responsible for its driver's acts. The passenger sued the online car service in a U.S. federal court in January, claiming the company failed to maintain basic safety procedures. That's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges, and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000-square-foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
622, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Quite often we talk about HOAs and how they, well, they're busy around the neighborhood, just making sure that the basketball goals are hidden out of sight, those trash cans aren't out when they're not supposed to be. A guy up in Tarrant County is thrown in jail after a warrant was issued for his arrest for an overgrown lawn.
In jail?
Rick Yose is the campus electrician for Tarrant County College. Usually works from before sunup to after sundown, and in September of last year, he and his daughter had been hard at work and unable to mow their lawn in Grand Prairie. Local government then claimed that because Mr. Yose could not mow his own lawn, he now owed them $1,700 for his grass that achieved a height of over 6 inches. Oh, my God, the humanity.
6 inches.
The humanity. Huh.
You could lose your sandwich in there.
That's right. A warrant was subsequently issued, or your small dog. Turned himself in on Saturday, unable to pay said fine, was forced to use up all of his vacation days and find a replacement for his position as he serves out his 17-day sentence in county jail.
Golly. Now, that's another one of those. What are you in for?
Yeah, really.
I didn't mow.
Yeah, you didn't mow what? Yeah, that, really. But again, there are other remedies, and part of it certainly is his responsibility. I'm guessing that there are probably guys and gals who go out and mow lawns in Grand Prairie that you can pay. Not sure, but
it sure wouldn't cost you $17,000.
Would not.
$150 bucks a month.
Yeah, so I think that's probably part of that is on him. But, man, having to use up his vacation days and to find a replacement for his job, who's liable to do a better job than him, oh, man, the unintended consequences of that. But there you go. That's Grand Prairie News.
When
was
the last time you priced your homeowner's, ranch, business, or car insurance? Call me, Debbie Davis Lewis, and get a free rate quote. At Rollo Insurance, we are a local independent agency that writes with national companies that you know, including Travelers, Safeco, Allstate, Progressive, MetLife, Germania, and more. Farms, motorcycles, small business, we can insure them all. Quit spending too much money on insurance and call me, Debbie Davis Lewis, at 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. We've all heard of optical illusions. You've probably seen them on the internet. You've seen just generic illusions anytime you've gone to a magic show. Well, there's a YouTube channel called ASAP Science, and it's worth checking out. They post a video a week where they explain different scientific facts in not-so-scientific ways so somebody like I can understand it. About 1 million people subscribe, too. One of the cool new ones they've got is, can you trust your ears? So instead of an optical illusion, how about an audio illusion? Because I've found that works ever so much better on the radio. Here's one of the ones they posted. Now, in this video, you hear things differently based on what you're seeing. They also talk about something called the Shepard Tone Illusion. So listen to this. Now, I'll let the ASAP science guy explain it.
And yet, if I play the exact same clip back to you, it will sound like it's only continuing to climb higher and higher. I swear this is the exact same clip I just played. You can rewind that section of this video over and over and check for yourself. Try it. Each time you start it over, the tune is seemingly climbing even higher.
And it was enough that I did it four times just to see if it did, and it did. Basically, if you hear two notes rising at the same time, and they're exactly an octave apart, your brain doesn't notice if the top note suddenly drops down an octave. So it sounds like the notes keep going up forever, and they really don't. So not so much a commentary today as it is a brain teaser, but it's all still brought to you by Gun Corps. Dropped by the other day to check out the guys and see all the new stuff that they've got in. Not only are they a custom gun shop where they can paint and refurbish your weapons, retrigger them for you, but they've got a bunch of new stuff in as well as tac gear and the largest selection of suppressors in the Brazos Valley, along with automatic knives and the like. To see for yourself the vast inventory of all the different stuff, head to College Station on Texas Avenue just across from the Kettle. They're in the same shopping center as Prospectors. You can find them online, too, at gun-core.com. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps. Where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
It's 627, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Weather pretty much like we had yesterday, and it'll be windy and warm. The windy will help out a little bit. High temperature about 82 again today, but the winds will gust up to 20 miles an hour out of the south. Same thing for tomorrow. And then rain starts coming into the forecast. It stands right now 20% chance of rain on Wednesday night. It's a 50% chance on Thursday, Friday, Friday night, and then Saturday we're up to a 60% chance of rain. So get your stuff done if you need to. Right now the winds are calm, 90% relative humidity, overcast skies, looking at 69 degrees there.
With all our high-tech devices we have for communicating with each other, we may have lost the art of communication. I'm Micah Ruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
We have so many ways of communicating, yet those ways of communicating may actually be making our communication worse, not better.
We have a cut-to-the-chase, electronic, texting culture. No face-to-face, no communication, poor communication skills.
Dr. Georgiana Donatio, author of the book Changing Behavior, says distraction is a big barrier to good communication.
If I'm talking to you, Michael, and my intention is I'm really thinking about what I'm going to cook for dinner tonight, and I'm not being present, my mind is somewhere else, you're going to pick that up in a heartbeat. You're going to see my eyes kind of glaze over and not be focused on you. That changes about 50% of the quality of any communication.
Eye contact is also essential in good face-to-face communication.
Trust is stimulated when we look into another person's eyes, and that trust produces a hormone called oxytocin. And that oxytocin is the same reason why we fall in love with each other, is the same reason why we form connections with one another. So gentle, non-judgmental eye contact.
And you know how important eye contact is, because when you go to a party and talk to someone,
and they're looking all over the room for the next important person to run off and talk to, we get it, and we feel that we're not being listened to.
At SomethingYouShouldKnow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News time is 6:30. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The ability to vote anywhere in Brazos County on Election Day this November is going before the city councils and school boards in College Station and Bryan. County Clerk Karen McQueen says state law has progressed to allowing voters on to allowing vote centers on all elections.
The idea behind vote centers is to not limit the voter to a specific polling place on Election Day. Everything from the primary, the runoff, to generals, to amendments, to schools are on the list.
After action by the councils, school boards, and the county commission, the final say rests with the Secretary of State.
Since all the elections are done in November, we are really hoping that all the other entities will get on board, because it is going to be for the benefit of the voters. It will be easier for them to vote and not have to, as I said, rush home to get to their precinct.
McQueen proposes 25 voting sites this November, then reducing the number next year by half. A Bryan nursing home was evacuated yesterday following a report of smoke and fire alarms being activated. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse complimented the staff at Sherwood Nursing Home on Memorial Drive.
That's something that can't be stressed enough on these places that have staff, whether it's a preschool, whether it's a nursing home, any kind of place like that, that evacuation during an emergency is just really an important thing.
The cause of the alarm was not determined by inspectors for the fire department or the alarm company. Bryan firefighters also made two calls to a house fire on Beck Street, located between Milam and Jones Schools. Bouse says the original call on Sunday during rainy weather was the result of the occupant lighting a barbecue under some eaves. The fire rekindled yesterday after the fire got into the siding and in the attic.
The occupants are going to have to get an engineer or a licensed contractor to open up that wall and see if there is any structural damage behind the wall. And there is some members up in the attic that have some charring to them, and that will have to be decided by a professional as to what has to be replaced.
Bouse says the family is staying with relatives. The man who set fire on New Year's Day last year then kept a Bryan woman and her son from leaving their apartment is headed to prison. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reached a plea agreement with 56-year-old Carl Felton, who admitted to lighting phone books placed on top of a stove, then blocked the victims from leaving until after police arrived. Felton, who was staying with the victims and is listed in jail and court records as being homeless, was sentenced to 7 years for the arson. It's been 3 weeks since a College Station convenience store clerk was beaten and robbed while on the job. Yesterday, the man in jail accused of those crimes was arrested for the murder of Kevin Garcia. 36-year-old Nathaniel Tillery is now being held on bonds totaling just over $1 million. Garcia was working outside the Exxon at University and the freeway in the early morning of March 17th when he was assaulted, robbed, and kidnapped and driven in the bed of his pickup to Fort Worth. Garcia died 3 days later. It's been 6 months since the Brazos County Health Department started tracking seasonal flu cases. The running total is at nearly 2,900 compared to more than 1,500 last year. For the week ending March 28th, there were only 19 cases. That's the fewest since before Thanksgiving last year. The 150th anniversary of the Civil War battle at Appomattox will be honored Thursday morning with the unveiling of the newest sculpture at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial.
The theme of this particular memorial is going home, and that's one thing that any service member of any era would always cherish, is that time when they actually went home.
Steve Beachy with the Veterans Memorial says the Civil War sculpture has two soldiers walking away from a fence, one from the Confederate Army going south and one from the Union headed north. The memorial program is Thursday morning at 11:30 at Veterans Park.
The Brazos Valley Symphony is bringing a string quintet that will perform selections from their upcoming Civil War tribute concert, which is going to take place on April 26th. They'll play Ashiken's Farewell, which is the theme from the Ken Burns series.
The program also includes Civil War reenactors and remarks from Baylor historian Michael Parrish. After a week's delay, state senators began considering a contentious plan to repeal a Texas law granting in-state public university tuition to the children of some people in the United States illegally. Democrats and Hispanic advocacy groups champion the law, while Republicans in the GOP-controlled legislature have pledged to end it. While the repeal should eventually clear the Senate, its chances in the House could be far murkier. State lawmakers are hearing about the momentous goals of the Higher Education Coordinating Board for increasing the educated workforce. Commissioner Raymond Paredes says they've made some significant progress over the past 15 years.
As of the fall 2014, we have added 590,000 more students to higher education than we had in 2000. That's an extraordinary leap. Our goal is to hit 630,000 by the time we get the final data for fall enrollments in 2015.
Still, Paredes says that Texas ranks 8th out of the 10 largest states in the percentage of citizens going to college. He says they're next strategic plan calls for 60% of people between 25 and 34 to have some sort of post-secondary credential by 2030. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Cut your lawn like never before with superior quality, performance, and comfort of the all-new John Deere Z435 Easy Track Zero Turn Mower. Designed with durability, faster ground speeds, and wider mower decks for more efficiency around every turn. Right now at Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, get the new Z435 Easy Track for only $4,399. Get back to relaxing sooner with Sioux Falls Prater and John Deere. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends 4/30/15. Restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details and financing options.
6:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Morning cloudiness, but it should give way to partial sunshine as the day goes on. It'll be breezy and warm, highs around 80 today. Partly cloudy, breezy tonight, lows will be 65 to 70. Clouds move in tomorrow, breezy, maybe a shower or two, warm, 80 to 85. Breezy tomorrow night with clouds and maybe a shower, lows near 70. Mostly cloudy and breezy with chance of a shower Thursday. Highs will be around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Like we said about 2 months ago, 8 is enough. 8 is enough.
8 is enough, and 4 of them are freshmen. That's Coach K. We'll have more on Duke and Wisconsin from last night's March Madness wrap-up. We'll also have more on A&M baseball as they gear up for a midweek challenge. And we've got a coach at Allen Academy that's actually leaving Allen Academy and heading up towards Oklahoma. We'll have all that and more in sports in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, they'll probably be preseason number one next year. I'm just guessing, huh?
Yeah.
Just to figure
with four out of the eight, yeah. And a starting backcourt that's going to be pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
President Barack Hussein Obama, I don't know if you've heard of him, saved children from bees earlier this week. Raised a few eyebrows yesterday when he told NPR that any permanent nuclear deal with Iran cannot be predicated upon recognition of the state of Israel. He said, quote, "The notion that we would condition Iran not getting nuclear weapons in a verifiable deal on Iran recognizing Israel is really akin to saying that we won't sign a deal unless the nature of the Iranian regime completely transforms." He said that's a fundamental misjudgment. So they can believe whatever they want. We'll still go ahead and sign the deal with them, basically what the president said. Excuse me. They can think whatever they want about Israel, and we'll go ahead and sign the deal with them.
Because I said so.
And I'm the president.
I mean, couldn't they meet them halfway and just not agree to their complete and utter destruction?
No, apparently not.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, the new... time and again when Harry Reid was... Of course, he
was the majority leader. I think at some point he had to think to his staff or say to his staff, what is the president doing to make my job so difficult? Because it shouldn't be this hard. And now Chuckie Schumer doesn't even have the job yet, and he's got to be thinking that. Because, I mean, obviously he is Jewish. He can't be happy with a president who's talking this way about Israel. But, you know, buck up. By the way, for his part, he is demanding that Congress review and approve any nuclear deal that's struck by Iran. So the White House can't be very happy about Chuckie doing that. He put out a statement that said, this is a very serious issue that deserves careful consideration, and I expect to have a classified briefing in the near future. I strongly believe that Congress should have the right to disapprove any agreement, and I support the Corker bill, which would allow that to occur. So he's kind of sending a salvo out to the White House. Yeah, I may be a Democrat, but I don't have to like this thing. So we'll see. Oh, Hillary. I don't know if you've heard of her, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
She's apparently hired a veteran, former MSNBC host, okay, Karen Finney, as a strategic communications advisor and senior spokesperson.
Well, judging by the way that things are going but MSNBC, it's good she got out while she did.
That's right. She'll have a regular paycheck, at least for a little while. The Clintons' connection with Karen goes all the way back to the 1990s when she served as a deputy press secretary to Hillary when she was first lady. CNN also reports that one key aspect of Mrs. Clinton's likely campaign will see her do away with first-person vocabulary, substituting it with the speaking about Americans who have been left behind during the economic recovery. Story by AP this morning, talking about how, you know, she's going to make her big announcement, apparently, in the next couple of weeks. And at least initially, her interaction with voters will be in small and intimate gatherings rather than soaring rhetoric and major media events.
So because she sucks at it.
Well, she does. She's hoping that she can.
There's no way to be nice about
that. I come too far.
She's.
What difference does it make?
That's right. At this point, what difference does it make? The whole idea, I mean, there are a couple of things going on there. First of all, she doesn't really have an opponent that she can speak about. So this is her opportunity to get her version of the way things should be out there. She can't be negative about her president. And since there appears to be no one else in the field running for the nomination on the Democrat side, she really doesn't have an opponent there yet. And there's so many people on the Republican side that she doesn't know exactly where to go there, and why would she even bring any of them up? She just gets to be Hillary. The bad news is she gets to be Hillary.
Yeah, she's Hillary.
She's just not, I mean, warm and fuzzy? I don't think so.
And I don't know that you can make her over. I don't know if there's any amount of warm, fuzzy fixing that you can do. She's just bleh.
Well, but
that's a technical term, by the way.
Yeah, I noticed that. How do you spell that?
B-L-A-A-A-A.
Yeah, right. The deal is, though, and she's already had this meeting with folks who and actually one of them is Roy Spence from GSDNM in Austin. They go way, way back, and so that's a big advertising agency that does all sorts of Walmart and biggies
like
that.
Yeah, they're big.
But the whole thing that they're trying to do is to take this old brand, because that's what we're talking about, and refresh it in some way, shape, or form.
What are they going to make her walk around in Laura Ashley prints?
I don't know.
You're not going to soften that up.
My thought is bunny slippers.
I like bunny slippers.
Bunny slippers might be the way to go. Hillary and bunny slippers. Little soft jammies.
And I was going to say, in ducky flannel pajama
that's
bottoms.
That's right. Comes out and sits crisscross applesauce and just talks about being girlish, you know.
I don't know how reporters can seriously report on her. I honestly feel like with all the scandals, they should really just say, seriously, you're still running? Sorry, let us know when you've answered some of the questions that have been asked.
Hello?
Yeah, what's that old saying? You put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig?
Oh, we did not call Hillary Clinton a pig. Hello?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey. Not to speculate too much, but has anyone considered the possibility that some of the higher-ups don't support her? because they know they can't win in 16, so she's a good sacrificial lamb to get out of the way so they don't have to put up with her in the future.
Wow, that's an interesting hello.
Yes, sir. There for a minute, I thought you were saying that Hillary Clinton hired a veteran when you were saying she hired a veteran MSN reporter.
Let's make sure you understand. They're certainly not the same thing. Rand Paul apparently is going to announce he's gathering all his folks together in Louisville, Kentucky, to announce his bid for the White House, hoping to set himself apart from the others in the Republican field. We'll see.
This is really frustrating because I don't know that Paul or Cruz might end up getting the nod to run for president, but these are two really strong candidates, and they're gonna. I hope they don't, but there's a real potential for them to sort of blow each other up.
Oh yeah, they're yeah. It could certainly happen.
Where on the other side, they're just fooling around with Hillary and run Warren run.
But, right. But if the Republican Party has a brain and Rents Incubus Priebus whatever has a brain, what they need to do is jump up and down about who is running for the Republicans.
Correct.
Because as it stands right now, there's better than average chance there's at least one black man. There'll be two Hispanics, at least one woman. What are the Republicans throwing out?
The Democrats. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I mean, the cultural diversity on the Republican side, at least right now, is infinitely better. And that's where the Republicans get hit in the nose all the time because they're just rich old white dudes.
And I don't know that the conflict's going to come from within the Republican Party. It's that with the media the way it is, it's going to be the media comparing them to each other and making a fight where there isn't necessarily one.
You know, what would be interesting is if you could see that there might be kind of a test tube state for this. It would be a large state in the southern part of the United States that has a large Hispanic population, that has a river that separates it from Mexico.
Would that just be neat?
Well, it really would, because right there would be a wonderful place for the Republican Party to start making some inroads in what would be traditionally Democrat demographics. Those would be non-whites. So, if only there were a state where that situation existed, It could be very, very interesting.
Hey, let me do this for you right quick.
We'll see. And, maybe if they had a guy or two from that state who wanted to run for president.
You just never know.
Yeah.
This is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 11th, it's pasture and range entomology. Learn the latest on effective pasture and hay field control of fire ants, grasshoppers, armyworms, and more this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
You probably don't think of pruning as a prime spring activity, but for some of your most important plants, that spring trim is critical. Sharpen your shears, make your plans for the weekend. Spring pruning is important. I'll be back with details right after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. When we talk about spring pruning, spring flowering shrubs and vines are the main candidates. They produce all their flower buds on the prior year's growth, which means that you absolutely must not prune them during the winter. However, once they finish flowering, new stem and leaf growth follows very closely. That means that you have a very short window during which you can trim and reshape them to guide that new growth in the most attractive direction. Flowering quince, as a first example, gets tall and rangy if it's not trimmed in the spring. Remove the tallest stems back into the crown of the plant, but leave no stubs. Prune them flush with other branches. You should end up with a symmetrical and reasonably rounded shrub, probably 4 to 5 feet tall at the tallest. Now that's for the regular flowering quince. Azaleas will produce vertical shoots that may extend beyond the bodies of their plants. Some varieties are much more likely to produce that growth, so they will definitely need help the day after the last petals fall. While you're pruning your azaleas, remember too to top dress them with fresh peat and bark organic mix. Also to apply a sulfur iron soil additive if you're in an area where they tend to show iron deficiency. Other spring flowering shrubs that will need consideration now include bridal wreath and camellias, gardenias, pomegranates, and oleanders as they finish blooming. In each case, try to maintain an attractive and natural shape to the plants and always try to prune them soon after they finish flowering. Forsythia is certainly in that category as well. Some of our vines also bloom early each spring, and these too need to be reshaped soon after they finish flowering. Lady Banksia roses, as well as other once-blooming climbing and bush roses, should be pruned after their flowers fall. Trim and reshape the plants, removing all the dead stubble and weak, non-productive growth. Wisterias must be pruned after the flowering season, even in years when they fail to bloom. To prune them significantly at any other season would merely reduce or prevent their bloom the next spring. Avoid pruning really large branches if possible, although you can certainly remove individual limbs flush with the trunk or other branches. Leave no stubs, since that would result in erratic, undesirable growth. Carolina jessamine is pruned in the spring, both to tidy the plants and to remove any stems that may have been broken during cultivation of beds or mowing. Some of your annual and perennial plants will need minor shaping as they grow and develop in spring and summer. Copper plants, for example, get tall and lanky. Pinch out the growing tips. The same with fall asters and also with Mexican bush sage. I'm Neil Sperry, the Hibiscus Clan in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. The big dance has come to a close, but there were a lot of lead changes while they did it. 16-plus, as a matter of fact. The Duke Blue Devils are national champions for the fifth time, following a 68-63 victory over Wisconsin in Indianapolis.
Jones deep to top of the key. No, it's a three, and it's good. Jones with three fingers up and his mouth agape as he backs down the floor. Duke leading 66-58.
Freshman Tyrus Jones scored 13 of his 23 points in the final 11 minutes after the Blue Devils fell behind. Another freshman, Grayson Allen, provided 10 of his 16 in the second half. The championship is the fourth for Coach Krzyzewski, and here are his thoughts following the win.
Most of all, I want to thank my team. They showed such grit tonight. Our bench was spectacular, and I, like we said about 2 months ago, eight is enough. Eight is enough.
It certainly is enough when you consider that four of those eight were actually freshmen. The number one Texas A&M baseball team will begin a pivotal nine-game homestand this evening as they host the number 13 Rice Owls. Following the nine-game stretch that includes three-game series against Mississippi State and Arkansas, the Aggies will play 10 of their last 14 on the road, so they'll need to strike while the iron is hot. The Aggie hitters have been striking quite well, blasting 10 home runs in the last three games, including five last Tuesday when they shellacked Sam Houston State. Freshman righty Turner Larkin takes the bump for the Aggies, pregame set for 6 and the first pitch at 6:35, all of it on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. The 22nd-ranked Texas A&M softball team gets back to work against UT San Antonio at the Aggie Softball Complex. First pitch for that game at 6:30, and you can catch it on News Talk 1620 WTAW. From TheEagle.com, Allen Academy boys basketball coach and athletic director Dave Bliss, who orchestrated the school's change in private school associations and made the Rams a powerhouse in the new league, is returning to the college ranks. Bliss, the controversial former Division I coach who landed at Allen after a scandal at Baylor, has agreed to become the men's basketball coach at Southwestern Christian, which is an NAIA school in Bethany, Oklahoma. It was opening day yesterday for Major League Baseball, and Sonny Gray carried a no-hitter into the eighth inning last night as the Oakland Athletics shut out the Texas Rangers 8-0. Gray allowed just two base runners before Ryan Rua broke up the no-hitter to lead off the eighth inning. Yovani Gallardo took the loss for Texas and gave up four runs in four innings of work. Rangers skip Jeff Banister said Texas just had no answer for the A's starter.
You know, give credit to
to Sonny Gray. I mean, he pitched very well tonight and kept us off balance, was able to use his fastball well in and out and up and down. And we did barrel him, you know, a number of times and came away empty-handed except for the one hit by Rua. But so we'll get back at him again tomorrow night, though.
Down in H-Town on opening day.
Now the 1-2 to Springer. That's a line drive on one hop pass. Ramirez and then the left field. Altuve around third coming home. Throw by Brantley is cut off. Altuve scores.
Dallas Keuchel outdueled American League Cy Young Award winner Corey Kluber to give the Houston Astros a 2-0 win over the Cleveland Indians last night. Keuchel allowed three hits and struck out four in seven innings of work. Kluber didn't allow a hit until Jose Altuve's soft single that you just heard with two outs in the sixth. In the NHL,
shooting it, save Stalock. Ben finds the rebound, can't crank it home, and they do. Eaves was batting away in front. It's 2-0 Dallas. I think Stalock thought he had that puck.
That was one of two for Jamie Benn in the Dallas Stars' 5-1 win over the San Jose Sharks. Colton Sevier, Patrick Eaves, and Ryan Garbutt also scored for the Stars, who won seven of their last eight road games, but both teams last night were mathematically eliminated from the NHL playoff picture. And finally, the A&M Consolidated Tigers soccer team threw everything but the kitchen sink at Tomball Memorial, but could not make a dent, sending Memorial into the Class 5A Region 3 tournament with a 1-0 win over the Tigers. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Business owners, let me have your ear for just a second, because you know if you're looking for a faster speed on your internet, I got the solution. It's Suddenlink Business. They're committed to bringing you, their business customers, high-speed internet to take care of what you need. When the upgrades are completed, we're talking 50 meg is the new Suddenlink minimum speed that is available. That is 16 times faster than the 3 meg that you'll get with DSL. And download speeds up to 150 meg available so that you can get all the work done in your business. And as you grow, you can complete downloads, uploads, transfers in seconds rather than minutes. You've got multiple users using multiple devices. You've got the bandwidth that you need, and the price is right. So call Chad Cowan at 595-2413, 595-2413, and learn all about the options that you have so that you have high-speed internet to take you into the future. Nobody comes even close. Chad Cowan's 595-2413 is his number to provide you with that business solution. You can talk to Chad, one of his staff, or you can go to suddenlinkbusiness.com for more information.
Right now at Batteries Plus Bulbs, save up to $10 on Duracell Ultra Lawn and Garden batteries after mail-in rebate. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus. See batteriesplus.com for details and limitations.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt today, and we'll give you a $50 Walmart e-gift card.
$50 Walmart e-gift card.
You could get a refund.